Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay
caramba, disguises,
disguises,
surprises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
And make sure you stick around after the show for the big cast party. Throughout recorded history, there have been many horrifying, ghastly disasters, tragedies such as the Black Plague, the Spanish Inquisition, and of course, the Cleveland Indians. But there has been no greater blight than the one perpetrated by this man, Tony Arbuckley. The story of Tony Arbuckley and his rotten pizza began a half a century ago, in this neighborhood.
Come on, Papala, let's go to the park.
They would go to the park every afternoon, and Tony would throw the stick, and the dog would fetch it, and Tony would throw the stick, and the dog would fetch it. Isn't it sad how in all these years dogs still haven't found anything intelligent to do? Anyway, Tony's only other interest in life was making pizza. There was really only one thing wrong with Tony's pizza.
Yuck!
It stunk. I don't mean it was mediocre or barely adequate or even a D-. What made it even worse was that Tony would usually sing as he served it.
Santa Lucia, my pizzeria.
In any case, needless to say, Tony did not have a lot of customers.
I don't understand why people, they no like my pizza or my singing.
That was the way it went for Tony. Until one day when a handsome but hungry cat wandered into his neighborhood. The cat smelled Tony's pizza and thought it smelled delicious, which just proves even your own nose will lie to you. I must have some of that delicioso pizza. He raced into Tony's pizzeria and ordered one with everything. Oh, he tried to eat it all right. This pizza, she's amazing. Things couldn't have possible get worse.
La Donna Murphy, la 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 la.
Well, what do you know? Things, they went and they got worse. That sounds much better. What none of them knew was that, at that very moment in town, there was an emergency meeting of villagers with extremely bad Italian accents.
This pizza is so bad, it must be a crime.
The monster, she must be destroyed.
So what are we waiting for?
Off the crowd marched, while at the pizzeria.
Make sure you remind me to turn off the oven in 5 minutes, or we have a big trouble. You, got any Mugu Gai Pan left? No, Papala, I tell you, I'm sick of throwing in a stick. Hey, these are all empty. These are all empty. You eat everything.
Not true. I save you a fortune cookie, but only the paper part.
Hey! We got a company. Welcome, welcome. Are you all here for Tony's pizza, yes?
Here we go. There is nothing more disgusting than a decent dump.
Oh, then you want an order to go, correct?
Hey, come on, we gotta destroy this place.
You and your miserable pizza.
Tony didn't know what to do. The crowd was bigger than him, stronger than him. They were determined to destroy his pizzeria.
Please, I beg you, give me a break.
It looked like all was lost. Luckily, the cat had an idea. He raced to the piano and grabbed various and sundry operettas.
This is no time for a number, pussycat. These are people. They are gonna kill me.
The mob was ugly, but not as ugly as Tony's singing. You can stop now, Pavarotti. They're gone.
Pussycat, you save my pizzeria, everything, and she's all right.
Except that I smell of something funny.
Oh, no. I forgot to turn off the oven off.
It was a joyous occasion for lovers of fine food the world over.
What am I gonna do now?
The future looked bleak for Tony Arbuckley that night. But then his dumb but loyal dog found something amidst the rubble. The last pizza that Tony had ever made.
One of my pizzas. I don't care about pizza no more. I never want to see a pizza again.
Barca, barca!
Hey, that's a kind of neato.
Tony had invented something people might buy. Within weeks, he'd set up a manufacturing plant using his pizza recipe, merely substituting plastic for the tomato sauce. They tasted just about the same. Within 2 years, Tony had sold millions of them and was one of the richest men in the world.
Here you go, Papala.
Barca, barca!
Kitty cat, I feel like I owe it all to you. How can I repay you? No more pizza cooking and no more singing. You got it.
And so, the two greatest threats to humanity were eliminated at the same time. Tony Arbuckley never cooked again, and he never sang again.
Garfield, dinner's ready. I made a chocolate tuna casserole with maple syrup.
Unfortunately, some of his descendants inherited all of his skills and none of his money. Good night. Rats, I missed. He loves any kind of attention. As long as it's attention.
As he walked through the huge castle in the sky, Jack marveled at how large everything seemed. The man who lives here atop the beanstalk must truly be a giant. Just then, he heard the loudest footsteps he had ever heard.
Hey, what you doing, guys?
Oh, I'm reading Jack and the Beanstalk to the chicks.
Proceed. Don't mind me. No one ever does, you know.
Yeah, okay. Now, where was I?
Loudest footsteps he ever heard.
Right. Just then, he heard the loudest footsteps he had ever heard. Gadzooks! It can only be the giant! Jack knew he must not leave empty-handed, so he quickly grabbed up the goose that laid the golden eggs.
Golden eggs? Ooh, sounds painful.
Wade, please. That was when he saw the giant.
Fee-fi-fo-fig. I smell the blood of an English pig.
With all his might, Jack ran for the exit from the giant's castle. Even as he reached the outside, however, he could hear the giant after him. As fast as his legs could carry him across the clouds, Jack sprinted toward the beanstalk that had brought him here. Quickly, he climbed down the beanstalk toward the ground far below.
This is exciting. Wade! Oh, sorry.
And just when he thought he'd gotten away from the giant, he looked up, and there he saw the giant climbing down the stalk in close pursuit.
Give me back my goose that lays the golden eggs.
Isn't that painful?
Roy, do you mind?
Laying golden eggs. That sounds painful and cold.
Roy, I'm trying to read a story.
Laying regular eggs is hard enough.
Roy?
Not that I've ever laid one myself, mind you, but I have friends.
Roy!
Now I lost my place again.
The giant is chasing Jack down the beanstalk.
Right. So Jack slid down the beanstalk all the way to the ground, miles below. When he reached the bottom, he got an axe and started chopping down the beanstalk. While high above, the giant was still climbing down after him. Finally, Jack chopped all the way through the beanstalk and sent it toppling. That was the end of the giant. But it was also the end of poverty for Jack and his mother. With the goose that laid the golden eggs, they were very wealthy indeed.
Well, yeah, go on. What happens next?
Well, nothing happens next. That's the end. They lived happily ever after.
Well, how can you live happily ever after with a dead giant in your front yard?
Yeah, didn't that make people at least a little suspicious?
And what about the goose that laid the golden, albeit painful, egg?
That's the end of the story. There's no more to it than that.
Well, how can they leave all those little things just lying around?
A dead giant on the lawn is not a little thing.
What an unsatisfying story.
Well, if there's more to write, then why don't we write it?
You mean, like, do a sequel?
Telling the rest of the story?
A fine idea, Brer Rooster.
Come on, I have paper in my coop.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I want to write it.
How long have we been at this?
6 hours.
Read back what we have so far.
Once upon a time.
Well, it is a catchy beginning.
I've heard it before.
Yeah, we need something different.
How about twice upon a time?
How about giving up?
Oh, I'm good at that.
No, I've got it. Yes, that is it.
What is it?
Roy's got an idea.
Yes, oh, I love it. Oh, pick up my Pulitzer.
Who is it?
Open up, Orson. It's me.
And me.
And me.
And me.
What's so important it couldn't wait until morning?
We have the end of the story.
What?
The end of the Jack story. Jack and his mother were rich now that they had the goose that laid the golden eggs. But later that day, the law came to their door.
Yes?
Your name Jack?
Yes.
As in Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes.
Name Stone. I'm with the city sanitation squad. Like to talk to you about your giant.
What giant?
In the cottage, Jack's mother was trying to get the goose to lay just one more golden egg.
Come on, dear, just one more.
Like we figured, pretty painful.
Mother, we have a terrible problem. The city has ordered us to bury the giant.
Well then, let's do it.
Do you know how much it's going to cost to build a coffin big enough for him? And we'll have to buy all of Indiana for a cemetery plot.
That will cost a fortune.
Any more eggs left in the goose?
Not on your life!
Yes, they were in trouble, but it was about to get
worse.
Let me read. Because the sanitation chief was driving home, and as he tried to make a left turn around the giant, he noticed...
Ow! That first step!
The giant immediately decided to swear out a complaint against Jack. Jack was arrested and 6 months later brought to trial. He was found guilty of goose stealing, attempted murder of a giant, and chopping down beanstalks out of season.
Our turn. Jack got 5 to 10 at hard bean planting in a federal prison.
While the giant took his goose, went home, and converted the whole castle to a floating mini mall. The end.
That's it, Orson. What do you think of it? Ha! Serves him right. Now he'll never know how the story really ended.
Say, Roy, if Jack chopped down the beanstalk, how did the giant get home?
Yeah, how did he get home?
And how did you get a cloud rezoned for a mini mall?
Oh, shut up!
Shut up.
Whatever. Stop a socking.
We interrupt Garfield and Friends to bring you a serious cultural moment.
Hello, I'm William Buddy Bear.
I am Robert Buddy Bear.
And I am Bertram Buddy Bear. And we are here to provide you with something educational.
No, no, please change the channel back. We promise you will like it.
Thank you for coming back.
Today, we present the adventures of Garfield,
as set to a fine piece of classical music,
which, since it is real old, we didn't have to pay for.
So, sit back and enjoy
Garfield's First Symphony.
Get cultured, kids.
So a new day's slowly dawning. Please forgive this cat for yawning. I see that it's 7:30. I think I'll go back to bed until 11. But the puppy makes me cautious, and our house guest makes me nauseous. I would sleep, but I'm unable. Might as well see if my breakfast's on the table. Where's my meal? I am starving. Start the cooking, start the carving. I eat breakfast as a habit. This is quite a lovely meal for a rabbit. Make an omelet, make a waffle. Though your cooking's really awful, make me pancakes, make me bacon. If you think that I will eat this, you're mistaken.
You're too fat, I can't be quiet. You're too fat, it's time to diet. I insist, you will not have a feast until you lose 10 pounds at least. No more food, forgive me if I'm sounding rude, but you have got to lose some weight. You get no more to eat until you look and see your feet.
Hiya, Odie. What you doing? How's that bone that you are chewing? There's a rumbling in my tummy, and that bone of yours is looking pretty yummy.
Sorry,
Nermal. not this morning. You have had your final warning. I have taken up a hobby, mailing kittens all the way to Abu Dhabi. Un momento. Who's that person? Why, it's Mrs. Ann McPherson. She's the chairman, undefeated, of a group that makes sure pets are not mistreated.
I heard you squeal, you poor cat. You need a mealy peas. Your master doesn't give you all the things you need to live. Feed this cat. You know this is a real threat. If you don't, I will call the cops, and they will send some cars of men to put you behind bars.
Bowl of shredded wheat, add some sugar, make it sweet or a treat. It's so neat when you add fruit or berries. Eat. Dieting is obsolete. Have another piece of meat. Can't be beat, though you cannot see your feet. There is nothing in this world like eating all that's edible. Have some ice cream, lightly swirl. It's really just incredible. Eat each pie and roll and tart, and do not count a calorie. Eating is the finest art. You should be in a gallery. Chew, 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 yes, you. Just stuff yourself until your little tummy aches. Bite, 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 bite all night. Eat sandwich that your weary kitchen master makes. And cakes, and snakes, and flakes, and lakes of shakes, land sakes. Munch, have another glass of punch. Eat bananas by the bunch, I've a hunch that they're planning something good for dinner. Munch, hear that meal going crunch. Think your chair is gonna scrunch. What a brunch, this should hold you until lunch. You know you love to dine on each fine kind of food you can find. You put it all away, although as you well know, it all winds up behind. Do not let your fork stop. Have another pork chop.